This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
You are listening to Enterprise Biz Bites. My name is Audrey Rajan. In the studio with me today,
Frida Liu.
And we are asking you about online reviews.
Yes.
How often do you check online reviews when visiting a new place or a restaurant? 018-789-8899 on WhatsApp, at BFM Radio, on Twitter and on Instagram. Let's go to some of the comments on Twitter.
Yes, right. Okay, anyway, the poll results is pretty much the same. It's about 57%. They said they always go to online reviews. Sometimes about 39%, almost 40%. Never is 2.3%. The review here from Abba, I said review, Abba at Homeland says, always check on Google Maps to show the place is legit and have reviews. If it's 3 stars, I might go if I have spare cash to burn. Sui Chuang Ku here says, usually I don't trust others' review. All right. And over here on WhatsApp as well from Chai Yao Yang, he says, I check online reviews all the time, especially when personal stakes involved. I'll avoid glowing reviews. If there's only 2-3 reviews, but all five stars, I have a reservation, which is true because, you know, all your friends have done that. Now, if there's a 300 plus reviews of varied ratings, it's worth a try.
Yeah.
If there's 10,000 one-star reviews, that place must have gotten something right to get that many traffic. I'll go visit if just for laughs.
More. Okay. We have a whole bunch of responses on Instagram, but I'm just going to read a couple of the first ones. We've got MGKRSN who says, I want first-hand experience. Jingyi says, you know, to manage expectations. Wang says, why not? And we've got Cobra Bubbles who says, I don't go out often, so when I do, I'd like to make sure that it's worth it. So this is someone who definitely looks
right
at online reviews. So, you know, there's still time to get in touch with us, 018-789-8899 on WhatsApp, at BFM Radio on Twitter and on Instagram. But for now, Frida Liu is going to break my heart and tell me why
to-do lists are dead.
Yeah.
Okay, so I thought this would be an interesting story since it's Monday and we're all at work and getting for the day. So gone are the days. This is according to Fast Company, and to-do lists are dead. Gone are the days of the to-do list. It's all about working your priorities. But with all the distractions in the world, social media feeds, kids, new podcast episodes, kids again, our priorities can often be shelved without us even realizing it. So if you're having trouble prioritizing your priorities, you're not alone. So McKinsey asked about 1,500 executives about the way they spend their time and found that just 9% were very satisfied, less than half somewhat satisfied, and about 1/3 actively dissatisfied on their level of, I guess, priorities and to-do list. So there's some strategies here which I thought was really interesting. So this is one strategy so that you will actually get back to doing your priorities, right? And don't worry about the to-do list. It's the random alarm strategy. So when an alarm goes off, our brain snaps to attention, right? No matter what we're doing. In fact, researchers have proven that it's actually impossible for our brains to ignore harsh, repetitive sounds. Mm. So you can use this to your advantage, right? So the execution is very simple. Set 5 to 6 alarms on your phone to go off at random times during the day.
What?
Each time the alarm goes off, check in with yourself and pay attention to what it is you're doing and how you're feeling. Are you focusing on what you should be doing, or have you gone down a Facebook rabbit hole, or in Arvind Yuvaraj's case, the Netflix rabbit hole? Have you been working for several hours straight through and need a break? Right?
Okay.
So you just need a break because you've just been in it. And so these are just reminders that just, I guess, breaks that. Sometimes it's not a good momentum.
I don't know if 5 or 6 times a day is going to be enough for me. I think once every hour will be what
okay
I need.
So in this case, if you find that 9 times out of 10, you're caught in the middle of something unproductive or unimportant, when the alarm goes off, that could be a sign you're not doing enough to manage your distractions.
Okay.
Just in time learning. If you wanted to, you could probably find a new article to read, a new podcast to listen to every 10 minutes. That's my challenge, right? It's impossible to keep up the amount of content at our fingertips on a daily basis. So this is a great problem to have if you're about to board a long flight. But if your daily content consumption is getting in the way of you and your weekly priorities, then that's a problem. So I justify and say, but I'm learning something. But actually, it's a distraction. I know that. So just-in-time learning is when you only consume educational content that has to do with the priority project or task you're currently working on. For example, if you're trying to launch a new website, focus on consuming the content that pushes forward your learning on that topic alone, right? So what you would do is consume information that's relevant, related to the next most important milestone along that path, actionable, can be put into action in the next week or two. So if you doesn't fall into one of these two categories, then set it aside, at least for the time being, so your priorities will thank you. I know that, right? I get into this and I'm like, wait, how did I get here? But I'm learning something. So my, like I said, like my justification is like, but I think I'm learning something new.
Also, there's FOMO as well, right? Yeah. If you didn't watch stuff from the DNC, you'd be like, oh, but I miss Michelle's speech or Biden's speech, right? But if you kind of focus, I understand what they're trying to say. If you focus on like, you know, gaining that next important milestone along your journey, that I guess puts your priorities first.
Right. Okay. This one, the 20% itch rule. Okay, it's okay. Talking to me again. It's human nature to want to explore and try new things, and it's actually good for your brain to do so. Most of us have that squirrel mentality where we're always setting our eyes on the next big idea. What if we try it this way? What if you did this instead? Right? You should explore these random musings, but shouldn't get in the way of tracking your week's priorities. So there's a way to do both. Delegate 10 to 20% of your time per week to scratch that itch. Right? And I know this is what Google does, right?
As well,
with their employees, like 20%, just do something else.
And like do your passion project, right?
Yes,
so you kind of grow that as well. And that gives you some form of satisfaction or personal growth, right?
Yeah, that at least I got to do something else, right? So where possible, and like many companies will implement the set aside day or a specific time to make sure that you get to free think on things that haven't made it yet to your priorities list. So like I think in the case of Google, 20%, that's a day, right? A day to do your own thing, right? You'll find that having your time set aside will allow you to be more productive on the things that you put in the list, and you'll be looking forward to that 20% time. So you're looking forward to doing something else. This is something also coming back to the Eisenhower decision matrix. You know, okay, if I'm that's the formal name for it, but it's like to do something that is important, not urgent. Right? I always feel that that's important, right? So that it doesn't become important and urgent one day, right? I mean, like exercise,
Yes.
So it's important, it's not urgent, but if you don't do it over 10 years, it becomes important and urgent, right?
Yeah.
So I get that. So you know that, okay, I've got certain, that's my day to scratch my itch, whatever learning or whatever, then you know that there is a time, right? But you really have to allocate time.
Very
interesting.
Very interesting. All right. Coming back to our story of the day, how often do you check online reviews when going to a new restaurant or purchasing a new product or, you know, considering a new service? 018-789-8899 on WhatsApp at BFM Radio, on Twitter and on Instagram. We'll be back with more messages, more of your messages. We have more that have come in and also the results from the poll. But for now, here's the Stooges with 1969. This is Enterprise BizBytes, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.